This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and a happy New Year's Eve to you from me, Ian.
And Daryl.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And yeah, you heard me right. We're here live. This is not a pre-recorded episode of Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Daryl here in our
and
Keene, New Hampshire.
To prove that it's not pre-recorded from earlier in the day, Alabama defeated Washington 24-7 in the Peach Bowl. That game ended less than half an hour ago.
Okay, all right.
At the time we're recording, not recording, but broadcasting live.
Well, we are broadcasting live
and recording
at the same time because some people listen
for a podcast.
Right, some people listen via podcast archive. Some people watch our video feed later on over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can link to our YouTube page as we prepare to end 2016 as revelers all around the globe are, many of them, already into 2017 as we are speaking here tonight. For those of you who may be new to the program, Free Talk Live is an open phones panel discussion where we talk about the ideas of freedom 7 nights a week. We're here live. We're going to be here live on New Year's Day. So unlike everybody who's taking not only New Year's Day off, but also Monday off for some reason, just because, I guess.
Well, because when the holiday falls on a weekend, you take either the Friday before or the Monday after, depending on if it's Saturday or Sunday.
Right. So you get more days off, basically.
Yes.
In that case.
So, and, you know, for the people that wind up getting the paid days off, it's good for them because,
sure,
you know, they get a day off and get paid. For the people that don't get paid days off, they just get screwed out of a day of work.
However, we love what we do here at Free Talk Live and appreciate Brad over at the Genesis Communications Network who came in tonight to run our board and screen your calls, which, of course, you're welcome to join us. You can bring up anything here at 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. There's news worth talking about, as always.
Yes.
Even though most people have time off, the news does not stop. And on the way here tonight, if we get the chance, Daryl, you've got a fake news story from the Washington Post, was it?
Yes.
We'll get into that, but first and foremost, it is New Year's Eve, which means that you know, there are people out there, probably many of them partying already. Others, certainly on the west coast of the U.S., are probably just kicking off New Year's Eve parties. Here we're on the east coast in New Hampshire, and you know, it's just past 7 o'clock Eastern time out in Britain. It is now 2017. So lots of different people in different states of inebriation right now. Look out, because there could be a terrorist over your shoulder.
Maybe you're the terrorist and you just don't know it.
All right, what's the story? There's some sort of fear-mongering going on.
There's always fear-mongering. Remember a week ago there was the claim of there's definitely going to be a terrorist attack on Christmas.
And they did one on Thanksgiving. That is, claim that there would be a terrorist attack, not
right,
actually have one.
Right. Well, Reuters has the story. U.S. defense and security agencies said they believe that the threat of militant attacks inside the United States is low during the New Year's holiday, yet some chance was undeniable.
Okay. 0.001% is some chance.
Yes.
Yeah. So you cannot deny that there is some chance, however infinitesimally small.
Right, and whenever I see something like this, I'm reminded of that scene from Dumb and Dumber where the guy asked the chick, so what's the chances of a girl like me getting together with a boy like you? And that's actually what he says because he's all nervous and socially awkward.
Yeah.
And she says something and he's like, so we talking like 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000? Closer to 1 in 1,000,000. So you're saying there's a chance. even though she's happily married.
Right.
And she's trying to tell him there's no chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
It's not an impossibility, but it is an improbability.
Correct.
But the way they're saying this makes it sound far more likely than it actually is.
Yes.
In this news story. Where's the story from? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Story's from Reuters.
Reuters, okay.
And they're citing a security assessment that they were able to obtain a copy of on Friday.
Okay.
The security assessment bulletin reads, there are no indications of specific threats to the U.S. homeland. Situational awareness, or rather it was a situational awareness bulletin issued by the U.S. Army personnel this week by the Army's Training and Doctrine Command that continues, however, the threat from homegrown violent extremists in the United States is undeniable. So we have no intelligence
specific
saying that anything is going to happen, let alone that anything specific is going to happen, but it's undeniable that there's a chance that something may possibly happen, though it probably won't.
Okay, is there actually anyone out there that hears this stuff and gets worried? Do people hear about these
yes.
reports and get all frightened and, you know, situational awareness, right? That's where you pay closer attention to what's going on yeah. around you.
Do you know who? I can tell you who the people are that wind up getting frightened by this. Government bureaucrats that have guns and a badge and are told that they can basically do anything to keep the peace.
I don't know. I mean, are they really
7,000 law enforcement officers that are going to be patrolling Times Square, which is 1,000 more than last year.
Wow.
I can guarantee you they're on heightened alert.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying there. I guess I was talking about regular people. Like,
oh, no, I don't think
folks.
Any regular people believe this. But the people that can kill you if you do something that they don't want
oh,
you
yeah.
to do.
Don't make any furtive movements out there in Times Square. Don't
Hell, the,
draw
the,
any
there
attention.
There was a court, I think it was the Sixth Circuit Court, ruled about a week ago, might have been 2 weeks, that if your dog barks or moves, police are justified in killing it.
Wait, where is this?
The
Anywhere?
Sixth U.S. Circuit Court
okay.
made the ruling, which, you know, technically only applies to that district, but I guarantee you every police officer anywhere in the country is going to cite that as precedent
sure.
for killing a dog because, well, it moved 2 inches.
So it's a field day on, you know, dogs at this
there
point.
There was one of the dogs, the specifics of the case were that the police had a warrant, went into somebody's house. One of the dogs was barking. Turned sideways, not even looking at the police officers,
yeah.
turned sideways from the police, halfway across the basement, barking, and the cop shot the dog.
Oh, wow.
The other dog may have moved 2 or 3 inches in what somehow the police officers described as a lunge. Now, what I know about lunging is that you're going to move more than 2 or 3 inches when you do so.
Yes. You would need to move more than 2 or 3 inches in order to even lunge, to start the lunge, basically.
Correct. So the dog moves.
Yep.
And that was the first dog that got shot. After the first dog got shot, the second dog started barking, not even looking at the police officers, and that dog got killed.
And was that the situation in the court case, or was that just completely
No, that was
one?
The situation that wound up going to court.
Okay, it was the situation in court.
And the court ruled that the police were completely justified in shooting the dogs.
Well, I mean, I don't have the ruling in front of me, but I'm going to presume as long as the officer felt like he was in danger, he's justified in shooting to kill an animal.
That's basically what was yeah. ruled. But my question is, if you feel that you're in danger when a dog is halfway across the basement, not looking at you and barking, then you probably should not be a police officer.
I totally agree, because, like, the postal officers can handle dogs a whole lot more professionally than the police officers do.
Domino's delivery guys.
Yeah. And they handle them on a much more regular basis. Johnny's in the Bronx. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Hi. My name is Johnny. I'm calling from Bronx, New York City.
That's right. You're on the air.
Yeah. So in New York City, like, I voted for Donald Trump because I met Donald Trump once. I used to go to German parties, like Strogan's eighth grade. I met him once, but not like schmoozing beat him, like just hi, how are you? This is like years ago. But only 10% of the people voted for him.
Hold then, that thought, like, Johnny. I want to hear more about a New York Donald Trump voter's opinions in the in moments. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition here on New Year's Eve. We'll take your calls about what you want. Also coming up here, we're going to continue to discuss the fear-mongering that is surrounding not just New Year's Eve, but also Christmas, Thanksgiving, pretty much any holiday seems to precipitate a press release coming from the U.S. federal government saying, beware! Look out! Be extra vigilant! If you see something, say something! And this whole situational awareness stuff.
Yeah.
Be afraid, be very afraid, that whole nonsense. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, when the reality is the likelihood that there's going to ever be a terror strike that ever affects you if you're in the United States is, well, at least at this time, based on the past, fairly unlikely. You're more likely to probably get hit by lightning than...
Or be killed by a police officer.
That too. And so we were talking about cops shooting dogs. We can also continue that discussion. You can join in, bring up anything that's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, a lot of people are considering New Year's resolutions right now, those of you who actually take the idea seriously. And one thing you might want to consider doing is getting more politically involved, like joining the Libertarian Party. If you are somebody who believes in liberty, there really is no better option at the national level, and we've got a free year-long membership for you. So normally it's $25 to join for a year with the National Libertarian Party. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, we can get you the free membership. What you do is you go to lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, lp.org/FTL, and the FTL needs to be in lowercase, and that'll take you to their free membership sign-up page, where you can join, and then if you want, you can get as involved as you would like, and try to steer the direction of the party, hopefully in a more pro-liberty direction over time. So once again, that's lp.org/FTL. As we go back to Johnny in Bronx, New York, listening to, I believe, our station in New Jersey, WVNJ. Hey, Johnny, so you were telling us that you had voted for Donald Trump and that you were, what, one of only 10% of voters in the city who did that?
Yeah, 10%. They,
wow.
I don't know, like, they like him as a reality TV star.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I have a theater degree from Hunter College in New York City. It, he used to be, like, he used to go to all the hip parties. Like, he was very popular as, like, this rich guy from, like, Manhattan, New York, kind of rich guy. And then they got him on reality TV. And then once he got into politics, they all flipped on him. I don't know why. But the thing is, like, okay, like, with the thing with Mexicans, I'm not, like, against any ethnic group, but the thing is, I used to work in the restaurant business since I was, like, 16 years old. I'm, like, 50 now. That guy totally ripped my job off. Now, if I was 18 years old and I was graduating from high school, I look at that guy who's, like, 18 years old, he crosses the border and rips my job off. If we did a popular vote, I don't know who, like, if I was, everyone who's 18 years old in the United States should vote to see if they want that guy in the United States.
Now tell me, who was it that you, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused here. Who ripped your job off? Was it Donald Trump or someone who crossed the border?
The guy who crossed the border. I used to be in the, first it was a union. I was in the restaurant workers union. And then, like, that went. And then they had, like, when I first worked, I worked at a country club. I don't want to say where, but I worked at
a
country club.
No, hold on. Before you go on, I just want to hear a little bit more about this idea that he ripped the job off. Now, what does that mean exactly?
I'm just saying this is what people say. Like, first we were in the union, the restaurant workers union.
But what do you say? Is that what you say?
Like, yo, I'm so old, man. I probably, if I went back to the restaurant business, that'd be really slow. But I might not make it. I'm, like, over the hill. But when we used to always have, like, the guy would show up, and he wasn't in the union, he wouldn't let him in. And then they used to, like, hire him. He had, like, forged papers, like about 20 or 30 of them with forged papers. And then they used to fire a lot of us saying we were bad workers or we could steal or break things or argue with this guy. Then they got rid of the union. Then they took everyone off the payroll, and then they just used that guy. Now they have, like, huge chunks of this guy. That's all he does is those jobs. Like, it's almost...
So wait, so okay, so let me see, make sure I'm following what you're saying here. What you're saying is you were in restaurants and
yes.
You believe that you
Night
lost your job.
Cabaret.
You believe that you lost your job because you were replaced by someone who was an immigrant.
Well, not an immigrant, an illegal alien, because an immigrant has a green card. So they have to compete with you, like when you come in.
An immigrant is somebody who moves across imaginary lines in the sand. That's what an immigrant is.
I don't know. My grandfather was an illegal alien, but he had a forged papers, at least saying you're like Now you can't get a job. I can show you full blocks of places. Like, there's not one job in there at all. You have to work. I worked off the books, like, at places without paying any tax.
So that would make you an illegal then, too, right?
So long.
If you were working off the books, like, wouldn't that also make you an illegal?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I quit, because at a certain point, but that guy has no papers. He then accumulates all the wealth.
Who cares? Yeah, I really don't care about that. And I also don't care about people who break stupid laws. Why do you?
I don't know. Actually, I really don't care. In Argentina is the best thing, because you just, like, say you're a dentist one day, then you could just wait outside of the Home Depot, and this is actually true, and work on somebody's roof. There's no social controls. Like, if you're a doctor, then one day you can work in as a dishwasher. There's a lot of
Why would you want to be you're a little disjointed, I have to say. Why would someone who's a doctor go ahead and turn around and become a dishwasher if they have the skills of a doctor?
Because in Argentina, because what happens is then you become homeless. A lot of people become homeless. In New York City, like, the shelters are packed.
Why would a doctor in Argentina become homeless?
Because there's no jobs, hardly any job, or bankers.
In Argentina. Did you live in Argentina?
I have relatives that live in Argentina.
Okay. Well, generally, doctors are in pretty high demand. I mean, it's a fairly limited...
There are. I'm just giving you an example, not all.
Yeah, I don't think it's a particularly good example. But let's get back to the issue here of this person replacing you where you worked. Did they hire this other person because they were working for less than you were?
You want to know the whole story? I started in 1980.
I don't want the whole story. I just want the quick answer to the question.
The quick answer... I don't know because this is what someone told me. Now, I don't know if it's true. Someone said that people went over to Mexico and they opened these employment agencies. It first came out of Chicago. They opened employment agencies in Mexico, like illegal employment agencies, and then they brought them into the United States, like an employment, like a placement service. And that's how they brought them all. And then they started bringing people.
Why would they hire somebody who they don't, you know, who probably doesn't speak English as fluently as you do to replace you?
Do you think they speak English?
Do you think that they were getting paid less than you?
Like one day I worked at this place. And we were getting.
I don't want to go into the stories. Thank you for the call tonight, Johnny.
$8 an hour.
Okay, you're telling me.
And then they turned. Are you still there?
Yeah, right here. Look, so here's what I want to tell you. If there's somebody's going to come in and do a job for less than you, and they do it better than you do, or about the same as you do, and they're getting paid less,
some of them are slow.
That's your opinion.
They're really some of them are.
Thanks for the call tonight. Obviously, it's the boss, the owner, the manager who makes the decision as to whether or not they're faster or more efficient or easier to work with than you. And it doesn't matter to me whether the person who got your job came from halfway across the world or halfway down the block, or if they're half your age or twice your age. I really don't care whether they are or not, or where they're from or not from. The fact is, they outcompeted you for that job.
Right, and a lot of people don't understand that supply and demand applies to labor as well as products.
We can talk about that more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's immigration or whatever you want, it's the New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Night
Try Little Bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It is the New Year's Eve edition of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, if you've got Bitcoin, oh, you're feeling pretty good right now, likely, because the price has continued to rise over the last few months. Just in the last month, it's gone up over $200, I believe, per U.S. Or per Bitcoin. And it's hovering at around 960 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin right now, actually getting close to 970. If we're lucky, it'll cross 1,000 tonight here on New Year's Eve. That would be really nice. But either way, it's been a really good whole last year, actually, for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as well. You can use Jax, which is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, to hold your Bitcoin as well as the other cryptocurrencies that you might have. There are several of them that Jax allows you to keep, and it's got Shapeshift integration built in, which allows for frictionless, easy exchange between your cryptocurrencies. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum, and he made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Plus, they're striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Plus, It's cross-platform, so you can get it for your smartphone, your laptop, your tablet. Just go to jax.io or to your Apple or Google app stores. That's jaxx.io. As we continue here, we can talk more about supply and demand and immigration. I made a note, so we can get back into that.
And then real quickly, since you did mention Bitcoin, Bitcoin began 2016 at $433.86, according to BitcoinAverage.com.
Wow.
Right now, so $967.98.
Well, more than doubled in the last year. It's incredible. So anyway, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Carl is in New Jersey listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Hey, Carl.
Thanks for taking my call. I don't get to hear you much because they have, like, Flyers games on Saturday night, and you're not on this radio station.
Well, so sports is kind of something that we have to deal with, being a nighttime radio show. But the good news is we're always on over at freetalklive.com. So if you ever want to hear us there, you're welcome to.
Right. And I want to say this. I want to try to drain the swamp in New Jersey in 2017 because our two U.S. senators are up. I think they're both crooks.
Of course they are. I mean, they're U.S. senators. Yeah. I mean, you pretty much have to be a crook in order to get to that level of public office.
Yeah, especially in New Jersey.
But tell me, though, what does it mean to drain the swamp? I've heard the terminology thrown around throughout the most recent 2016 campaign. Some people seem to really enjoy the idea of drain the swamp.
And when I first heard the term, I thought it had something to do with the fact that Washington, D.C., has
a
swampland.
Oh, okay.
But apparently that has nothing to do with it. And besides, you know, like, what swampland there was already drained so that they could build that wretched city.
Yeah. I'd rather have the swamp, actually.
But what drain the swamp is actually a reference to is the fact that a lot of swamps have mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
And mosquitoes wind up carrying bad diseases.
And they breed in water.
So if you drain the swamp, then you remove the mosquito breeding ground.
Okay, Carl, is that what you would have said to the question?
No. I would have said...
What does it mean to drain the swamp?
To get rid of the establishment we have now with lobbyists that, you know, palm off money to them. And now in my area, you may like this or not, when we build a bridge in Atlantic County, the EPA says you got to build a swamp because you maybe disturb some marshland. And so I said one day, I got a shovel, I'm digging a trench to get rid of that swamp they just built, costing millions of dollars. We just built the bridge. We don't need the EPA to have us build a swamp.
So you just want to get rid of bad politicians is what you're saying.
Yes.
Is what drain the swamp means to you.
Do
you feel like that happened at all? Did that happen at all in this recent election?
I think we'll have to wait and see. We don't know yet.
All right, that's a fair answer, I would say. I would say
that's a fair answer, but if you look at the people that Trump is appointing to his cabinet, I would say it's an unrealistic answer and that the swamp is not being drained.
Right, but let me say one other thing. I think that the administration that's in there now, after Obama's gone, they should be looked at as what they are, and they should be arrested and be put in jail, and that should be go for any party to get Democratic, Republican, Independent that break laws. They should be put in jail. That's my view on that.
Thanks for the call, Carl. I appreciate it. The toll free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chad in Tennessee. Chad, where in Tennessee are you tonight?
Well, actually, I haven't crossed the line from Kentucky into Tennessee yet. I'm on my way from Bowling Green to Nashville.
Okay. You're listening to WKCT in Bowling Green, then. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Man, listen. Republicans, Republicans, they're all snakes. They're all scum. They're all more worried about that next reelection and maintaining their power and generating some wealth than they are anything else, much less this nation.
So true.
Donald Trump has all the wealth and therefore all the power a man could ever want. I honestly believe that he gives a rat's patootie about this country. He is not a career politician. If he accomplishes one-third of what comes out of his mouth. He will do more than the last 20 presidents combined, as far as I'm concerned.
What are you looking forward to? And I can understand where you're coming from. Certainly now he has, or in 3 weeks, he's going to have more power than he's ever had in his entire life.
Right.
But, you know, where is it that, what do you want to see happen? I mean, if the third that you're talking about, of his promises, if he accomplishes those third, okay, what do you want to see?
Like
what are your top two?
Okay, top two would be the utter decimation of Chinese acquisition of American wealth.
So,
$500 billion trade imbalance that we have eliminated. China needs us a lot more than we need China.
Okay, you're a good customer.
Disagree with that.
So, well, hold on. Certainly, the United States is a good customer of a lot of Chinese businesses. That much is true. But the idea of a trade imbalance is kind of ridiculous, don't you think? I mean, some places just need more stuff from outside of, you know, where they are. Like Hong Kong, for instance. You know, well, actually, Hong Kong imports a lot of stuff, but they also make a lot of things within.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now, listen, with the regulations and the EPA and the limitations on American industry, I mean, no wonder. Yeah, sure, we can ship it over there and poison their wildlife, food, people, and everything else, and they can send it back dirt cheap. That's fine. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's not a level playing field. It is not fair trade. There's really nothing much fair about America's trading agreements with other nations.
And it's also not free trade either, because there are all kinds of tariffs and, as you mentioned, rules and restrictions.
Exactly. Products coming into their nation. Yet if we dare to mention that, well, you evil scumbag Americans. Now,
The U.S. government taxes products coming into the United States as well, and it really shouldn't, because free trade should mean that you should be able to do business with anybody anywhere in the world without having to ask anyone's permission or to grease any bureaucratic
plums.
Yeah,
right. You two sit down, hash it out, and make it equitable for both parties. I agree. That's what business is all about. Now, moving on from that.
All right.
Have either one of you read the Quran?
Yes.
Okay. I'm paraphrasing here, but see if you can't back me up on this. If I'm talking to another Muslim, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to say, look, the only way that you can live amongst the infidel is if his strength is greater than yours, and only as you lie to him until such time as your strength rivals his, then you must rise up and overthrow him.
So, let's talk about that, because there's a lot of misinformation about the Quran out there. And
about what the word infidel means.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Infidel is anything that's not a Muslim to them.
Nope, that's not true. Hold on there, Chad. Nope. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It's New Year's Eve, and you're here with Ian and Daryl on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. We call it Free Talk Live because you are free to take control of the airwaves here. It's New Year's Eve, and with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype, by the way, so you can Skype in and sound great if you would like. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, we've covered a lot of topics here in just the first less than an hour of the show here tonight. And I had the last gentleman that we had on. It sounded like he was a driver going from somewhere to somewhere else. And maybe that's why he had to go. Maybe he had a bad cell, but he dropped off there during the break. But I did want to address the issue that he brought up as well as we possibly can, given that neither you or I, Daryl, are Muslims.
Correct.
I have read the Quran. I think that, you know, he was expecting that the answer to the question of have either of us read the Quran would be no, because most people who aren't Muslims probably haven't read it. But I have, because I was in jail for civil disobedience for about 2 months. And
you had a little bit of time on your hands.
I had plenty of time when I wasn't working in the jail kitchen to read all kinds of books. So one of them was the Quran. And then I followed up the reading of the Quran with further study. There was a Muslim gentleman who was on the same cell block as me, and so, you know, we did some several discussions.
Okay.
And kind of he gave me some more reading material that was more kind of about the life of Muhammad as well, rather than the Quran, which is just the message that was delivered to Muhammad, or the series of messages over time that were delivered to or rather through him when he encountered the angel Gabriel, supposedly in a cave or whatever. And so those were an oral tradition. They ultimately ended up getting written down, and that is what they call the Quran today. In fact, Muslims used to have to memorize this because it was oral. So they would literally teach their
kids.
And I
believe it's still a standard practice that they do memorize it.
I think you're right in some Orthodox places, yes. I don't think you'll find that a standard practice in a lot of Muslim families in the United States would be my guess, but the most dedicated practitioners of the religion of Islam probably have memorized the Quran. So anyway, that's a little bit of background on the book, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about it. In fact, maybe we'll be able to get Will Coley on here a little bit later tonight to talk as more of an expert on the subject. He's one of the guys from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims4Liberty.org. Great organization. But the passage that the guy who was on the phone with us a few moments ago cited, it was sounded like one verse or whatever. They're not called verses in the Quran. But anyway, one of the verses essentially said that you can only be with the infidels if they outnumber you. Otherwise, you know, hunt them down and kill them was essentially the prescription that was read to us. And that sounds bad, right? That sounds like, whoa, Muslims are out there trying to kill everybody that's not like them. But you said, Daryl, that infidel doesn't mean what a lot of people think that it means.
Correct. He said that infidel means Christians and Jews and everybody that's not a Muslim, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
The Muslims refer to Christians and Jews as people of the book.
That's correct.
That
as
is
in the book
of Abrahamic religions that worship the same God who the Hebrews would call Jehovah or Yahweh. There's several different ways that it gets pronounced, but the reason that nobody knows exactly how it's pronounced is because it was never supposed to be spoken. They never write out the word completely. They will use, I believe that it's called the tetrahedron, where it's just the four letters YHWH.
Okay.
And, you know, you're not supposed to say the name. It's, you know, the unspoken name of God is the one true God. And Muslims believe that who they call Allah is the same God as the Christian God and the Jewish God.
That's correct.
So they are all somewhat connected, just worshiping in different manners. And some would, you know, some, you know, devout Muslims might say that Christians and Jews are worshiping wrong. Some devout Christians would say that, and I think that most devout Christians would say that Muslims and Jews are worshiping wrong.
Right.
And the Jews would say the same thing about the Christians and the Muslims. But the difference is that, you know, based on what I know of Islam and the teachings of Islam, nowhere does it say kill the people of the book.
No, it doesn't. And that's not what happened either. If you look at the history of how Muhammad and his followers were living, you know, very nearby and among the folks who they, as you say, described as the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews. And there were also pagans and,
yes,
and other folks over there. And what happened when they talk about in the Quran, when they talk about defending yourself or fighting off infidels, a lot of cases they're talking about when you are in conflict with someone. In this case, or in some of the cases, in Muhammad's case, I believe they were in conflict with not the Christians or the Jews, but the, I think it was the pagans or, what's the...
And we're not talking about just, I don't like you because you don't eat bacon,
yeah,
kind of conflict. Like, he's kind of talking about, like, here's the rules of war if you enter into war.
And no, what I was saying was there was a war going on where these people were trying to kill the Muslims.
Right.
Were trying to, you know, run them out of their property and things like that. And in that circumstance, the prescription from Muhammad, as told to him by God, supposedly, because he's one of the prophets, is that you should defend yourself. And you can return the attacker if you're being attacked, you can return the violence against the attacker. But once the attackers turn and leave and they, you know, exit the area, you're not supposed to go after them. That was what God had told them, was that you were not supposed to attack as they were retreating, basically. You were not supposed to then attack after they'd retreated either. You know, once the conflict that was brought against you ended, it was supposed to be over at that point. A lot of people hear that and they're just going to say, well, that's not what I heard on Fox News. Well, you might be being given some misinformation. Now, there are definitely some radical Muslims who do not subscribe to that, who will attack people who, you know, maybe are lying dormant, who had attacked previously but now are not attacking, or were related to the people who had attacked. I mean, there's all kinds of different people with different beliefs out there about Muhammad's teachings.
Right.
But when you actually boil down and you look at the original teachings, you look at the way that he lived near these other people with which he disagreed, had some disagreement, and you don't see them slaughtering Christians or slaughtering Jews or doing the things that the people who call this show and suggest that they know something about Muslims believe that they did. So the answer is no to the gentleman who called. If Muslims are living among Christians and Jews, the Orthodox view, as I understand it, and again, I'm not a Muslim. The Orthodox Muslim, the Orthodox view is to live at peace with these folks. In fact, they even had different systems for dealing with conflict. So if there were, you could live within, like, the Christians could live next door to the Jews, could live next door to the Muslims, and they all kind of had these different systems that would govern how they behaved towards one another. So the
right.
Christians had different rules.
Polycentric society.
Yes.
And polycentric meaning many centers.
Correct. Now, they had obviously sets of rules for if there were conflicts between individuals who had different belief systems, but ultimately
correct.
There was a large amount of peace between these people. So I hope that helps explain some. Again, that's my basic understanding, not actually being a Muslim, but as someone who has read the Quran and who has looked into, you know, the history of Muhammad. Nobody's perfect, obviously. But the teachings are what they are. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Muhammad, just a man. Jesus, now according to the Muslims, was also just a man. He was not the Son of God any more than anyone else is. That Jesus was just a prophet as Muhammad was a prophet.
And Abraham was a prophet.
Right. Now, the Muslims believe that Muhammad was the last prophet, which doesn't really make much sense, because if God is sending, you know, prophet after prophet after prophet to kind of interpret for every new generation or whatever what God is trying to tell people, then it doesn't make sense that Muhammad would be the last one, but that's one thing. And then there's another, you know, the main point of disagreement, and this is hammered home in the Quran, is the main point of disagreement between Muslims and Christians is basically the triune God for the Christian, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, God, Jesus,
right.
And the Holy Ghost. And then the Muslims just believe in this monotheistic single God that doesn't have a three split, basically. So that's it. I mean, that's when you boil it down, what the ultimate major crux, the major differences between the two religions. And the Muslims did not want to slaughter the Christian brothers because they didn't agree with them on that. They wanted to persuade them. They wanted to, you know, let them know, hey, the Bible kind of got this wrong, and here's the update. Because that's what the Quran basically was kind of like a new chapter or an updating of the information that had come out previously. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Hour number two is on the way. New Year's Eve edition. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.